عن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال إن سورة من القرآن 30 آية شفعت لرجل حتى غفر له وهي سورة تبارك الذي بيده الملك. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrated that the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, indeed in the Quran there is a surah of 30 ayat which intercedes for his reciter until he is forgiven, and it is Tabaraka alladhi biyadihi al-mulk. Subhanallah, Surah al-Mulk is in the 29th para of the glorious Quran, which is the 67th chapter. It was revealed in Makkah al-Mukarramah, and we all know that for every letter of the Quran that we recite, we are rewarded with 10 good deeds. So we can already imagine the reward attached with the recitation of this beautiful surah. Not only that, but this surah comprises of numerous other benefits. I'd like to share with you the beautiful and reassuring words of Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who stated that when a person goes into his grave, torment comes towards him from the direction of his feet. His feet will say that there is no path for you from my side, as this person used to recite Surah Mulk at night. Then the torment will come towards him from the direction of his chest or stomach. His chest or stomach will say that there is no path for you, as this person used to recite Surah Mulk at night. And then the torment will come from the direction of his head, and the head will say that there is no path for you, as this person used to recite Surah Mulk at night. So subhanallah, the reciter of this surah saves himself from the punishment and the torment of the grave. And subhanallah, this surah is only 30 verses and merely takes a few minutes to recite. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to memorize this surah and recite it upon a daily basis. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.